Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I'm speaking in a little bit of a different voice today because it's so early in the morning where I am, and I am at my home. Why am I at my home right now at this time of the day? Well, simply because I'm actually getting ready to jump on a flight to New York. So it's going to be a relatively quick show today. Don't forget, I'm going to Consensus. I've got 22 hours ahead of me to jump on that airplane and get myself over to New York for the blockchain week, and I can't goddamn wait. It's going to be a bit sad saying goodbye to my little ones, but other than that, I'm going to be enjoying bringing you a massive range of amazing guests over the coming 9 days. I'm really looking forward to it. But before I go, let's do a quick little run through here of where we are right now in relation to Bitcoin. Now, of course, we have pulled back from 9,919. We're sitting at 9,222. And look, right now, we've rejected 9,000. We've tested it. We got close to it. We got down to 9,050, and we've held above. Now, what are we looking at here realistically? Well, this could become a new higher low. The last higher low was at a low of 8,831 before we pushed on up to 9,990. As it stands right now, we are sitting right there in the cradle zone, and we've had 3 bearish days. Is that a surprise of mine? No, I'm not concerned. No, of course not. Look, at the end of the day, what we've got is a very straightforward looking chart. It is trending higher. We do have a round number of 10,000, and that is suppressing the price. Do I see any reason for a major pullback? Nothing more than maybe that, you know, we need a higher low on the weekly potentially. But right now, again, I've got to look at what is in front of me. As a trader, I'm not trying to guess, I'm trying to predict. And I use a range of probability tactics to get me the highest probability of a successful outcome. Now, a successful outcome, what does that mean to you? Well, to me, a successful outcome means one of two things. One is trading well, finding a really good trade. The other successful outcome is having conditions where I decide that I'm not going to take part. I am not going to trade. This is your definition of success. So your definition of success is going to be, what is your keel? What is going to get you to a position where you either do or don't, where you think you win or lose? The perception of your own reality of success is incredibly important, guys. I really just can't say that enough. It's so important to consider what you think to be winning. For me, winning is understanding the conditions. That really is what winning is to me. Understanding the conditions of the market and understanding yourself, how you're feeling on that particular moment in time, and what you have lying ahead. Knowing what's going on around you in your environment allows you to prepare for it and to work within it. For example, if it's raining, you know it's raining, so you wear a raincoat or you take an umbrella. If you've got no idea of what the weather's like, for example, think of it like this. Like my place here in Bondi, I'm up pretty high. I've got really good views. So I can see north, I can see east, I can see south. I can see a little bit west, but I'm not. My view west is nowhere near as good as east, north, and south. It's pretty much, you know, there's nothing interrupting. I see all the way up and down the coast and out the ocean. So from my point of view, if there is a storm coming or if there is rain coming, I can see it. If it's coming from the north, if it's coming from the east, or coming from the south. If it's coming from the west, it can creep up over the top. My view allows me to know what's going on within my environment. Now, because of this, I can prepare for that, and I can feel confident that, you know, I've got 3 out of 4 angles covered as far as weather goes. Now, when I'm trading, it's probably something quite similar. I've probably got 3 out of 4 angles covered as well, i.e. I look at trend, I look at the indicators, I look at what's going on, and I've got a lot of experience that can help me to understand exactly what I believe probability-wise is going to happen. Now, of course, there is always that west weather that can come out over the top, which you're not aware of. An announcement, the market can do things that you weren't expecting. That's why we always risk manage. There's still variables that we cannot control, but the ones that we can, we look to at every single turn. Now, looking at the Bitcoin chart right now, the variables I see is I see higher lows and higher highs. I see price back into the cradle zone, and I see convergence on the daily time frame. I don't see any reason for worry. I don't see any reason for panic. I don't see any reason to be trading either. Because right now we don't have those conditions that are conducive of really good trend, so really good trading markets on Bitcoin. I'm not talking about the rest of the market. I'm just talking about Bitcoin here as my example for this be prepared type scenario that I'm talking to you about. Today for me, I won't be trading. I will be sleeping, I hope. I'll be sitting on a plane for a long period of time. So, of course, there's no need for me to be too concerned about the way the market is looking right now. And actually, for me, I'm actually quite happy that it doesn't look too good on Bitcoin right now because I'm not going to miss anything. Now, again, there's another thing. What is missing out? Well, missing out, if there's a trade there that you saw and you did not take it, or you missed it because you were doing something else, i.e., you know, you wanted to take the trade but you just didn't, that's missing a trade. If you're away, if you're out and you're doing something and a trade was to set up and trigger, for example, you know, we all sleep when the market, well, sorry, when we sleep, the market still trades. So if a great trade sets up overnight when you're asleep, does that mean you missed the trade? Absolutely not. The trade was never yours to be taken. So again, perception of your environment, perception of what's going on. Know when you can and know when you can't. And when you can, know what it is you're looking for a high probability outcome. So guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. And I can't wait to take you through Consensus this year, interviewing amazing guests. Don't forget, you've got to get yourself across to tradercobb.com. That is COBB. You've got to get yourself registered. Obviously, you're on the podcast. You've got to get yourself the bi-weekly video newsletter because there's a lot of stuff coming out that's going to be exclusive to that group. You also got to get across my social media because I'll be posting there on Twitter and on Facebook and also on YouTube, guys. There's also an Instagram page too, so you can jump on there for my 60-second roundups each day. Have a fantastic day, guys, and I will see you on the other side of the planet. Bye for now, guys. Cheers.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.